Welcome, everyone, to another edition of The Good Stuff. Mike and Kim along with you, reminding you that the Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board invites you to visit Cherry County, Nebraska. And to find out what you can do when you're here, go to visitvalentine.org. Check out 50 things to do, maybe planning a Niobrara River trip for next summer, maybe an ice fishing trip for this winter, or visit the state's tallest waterfall at Smith Falls State Park. Lots to do. Check it out. Visitvalentine.org.
If you are looking for the latest in local, national, or international livestock industry news, perhaps classifieds, you know where you need to go? Tri-State Livestock News. That's right. Go to tsln.com. You can get updates. You can find out what's all happening for some current, most recent things. And it's also where you can subscribe. Tri-State Livestock News. It's what ranchers read.
Kim, as we count things down to Halloween, how about one of our stories about the Old West and haunted Tombstone, the legendary Tombstone, Arizona. Due to its prominence during the days of the Wild West, Tombstone is believed to be one of the most haunted places in the state. The legendary gunfight at the OK Corral made Wyatt Earp a household name and put this little town right on the map. Visitors have claimed to see the spirits of cowboys long past inside the OK Corral, many wearing cowboy hats and drawing their guns, only to have them disappear before their very eyes. Even the main streets of Tombstone are believed to be haunted by some of the most iconic cowboys to ever come to town. One well-known spirit is the town's first lawman, Marshal Fred White, who was accidentally shot in the street by Curly Bill Brocious. White has been seen lingering around the area where he was shot in the groin, which killed him 2 days later. Haunted? I don't know. Tombstone, Arizona. How about some of those facts that will actually teach you something? All right. There's less time between the existence of the Tyrannosaurus Rex and the existence of humans than there was between the Tyrannosaurus Rex and the Stegosaurus. How about that? Well, since we're talking about those things, crocodiles are more closely related to birds than lizards. Did you know that? And Africa is bigger than the United States, China, India, Spain, France, and several other countries combine, just to kind of give you a little clue there. Here's something called catching wild pigs today on The Good Stuff. A thought to remember. Mark said, remove one freedom per generation, and soon you'll have no freedom, and no one would have noticed. There was a chemistry professor in a large college that had exchange students in the class. One day, while the class was in the lab, the professor noticed one young man who kept rubbing his back and stretching as if his back hurt. The professor asked the young man what was the matter. The student told him he had a bullet lodged in his back. He had been shot while fighting communists in his native country who were trying to overthrow his country's government. In the midst of his story, he looked at the professor and asked a strange question. He asked, "Do you know how to catch wild pigs?" The professor thought it was a joke and asked for the punchline. The young man said that it was no joke. You catch wild pigs by finding a suitable place in the woods, putting down corn on the ground. The pigs find it and begin coming every day to eat free food. When they're used to coming every day, you put a fence down on one side of the place where they're used to coming. When they get used to the fence, they begin to eat the corn again, and you put up another side of the fence, and so forth till you get that three sides up. All four sides of the fence up, and the gate is the very last side. The pigs, which are used to the free corn, start to come through the gate to eat that free corn again. You then slam the gate on them, and you catch the whole herd. Suddenly, the wild pigs have lost their freedom. They run around and around inside the fence, but they're caught. Soon, they just go back to eating the free corn. They are so used to it that they've forgotten how to forage in the woods for themselves, so they accept their captivity. The young man then told the professor that's exactly what he sees happening in America. The government keeps pushing us toward communism or socialism and keeps spreading the free corn out in the form of programs such as supplemental income. One should always remember two truths. There is no such thing as a free lunch, and you can never hire someone to provide a service for you cheaper than you can do it yourself. If you see all of this wonderful government help is a problem confronting the future of democracy in America, you might want to share this with some of your friends. If you think the free ride is essential to your way of life, then you will probably not share this. But God help us when the gate slams shut. Just a little something to think about here as we get ready for this election coming up very, very shortly now. Get out and exercise your right and privilege to vote, please. And keep listening for more of The Good Stuff.